is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday the 30th of July 2024 and you're on the clock with Erin Green. We're one day closer to Emancipation Day. I think we have a wonderful conversation for you this morning leading into Emancipation Day. We are talking family and family reunions. I have guests in studio joining me from the Cawley Family Association or Reunion, right? So the Cawley Family Association and Reunion Organizers. These are my cousins. I am Ahana Hasty Tynes. Cawleys are our cousins. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning this morning. How you doing,
everybody? I'm good, thank you. As our in-house historian and genealogist, you can confirm that Cawleys and Hannah Hasty Tynes are cousins, right?
Everybody from Andrus, Ackland, related to the Hannah Hasty Tynes. Everybody. So definitely Cawleys are related to the Hannah Hasty Tynes family. Right. And the Cawley is a big family. There's a lot of Cawleys out there.
Yeah. I am glad to have you affirm that because in my heart, before I had any proof, I knew we was cousins.
You all look alike.
And I love it. I love it. Okay, so before we get there, a quick reminder, because I am Hannah Hasty Tynes, you guys, get ready. We also have just 2 days before the start of the Hannah Hasty Tynes family reunion. I'm calling out to all my young cousins from age 25 to 55.
Young cousins.
Young cousins. We need you all to come out to the reunion. Most of all, we need you all to bring your children. So your children could meet the family. This is very important. Both my sister and I have had the, I could call it serendipitous, right? Like when something bad turns into something, ends up being something good. We've had that experience of meeting someone we liked very much, felt a natural connection to, and wanted to date them, and then found out that you couldn't date them because they is your cousin. Dear Bahamians, this is one of the most important reasons for a family reunion. The greatest gift you can give your children is to connect them to their lineage, particularly given our experience as Africans in the diaspora. That doesn't leave out our European descent Bahamians either. They too have a history of migration, of separation, and reconnection. And so all Bahamians must begin organizing family reunions. Because again, the greatest gift you can give your kids is a connection to their very own pre-made legacy. And saying that, I found out this morning, now I knew that little Duval was my cousin. Because he tell joke just like Bahamians is tell joke. What I didn't know is that even little Duval know about the Hannah Hasty Tynes family reunion, and he advertising it on his page. Cousin Duval, I could call you little because we's cousins. Other people could call you little, but you ain't want your cousins call you little. I hope you're coming, Duval. We hope to see you here. And if you send me a word, I can make sure all the conch salad you could eat will be there. I ain't scared. He little. I mean, he's my big cousin, but he little. If we could supply that. Anyway, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful upcoming weekend. Lots of family-oriented events. Hannah Hasty Tynes reunion and the Cawley reunion is taking place at the same time. Am I jealous? Slightly. because I work in the Hannah Hasty Times reunion. That means I can't sneak off and get a plate from the Collie reunion. But that's okay. That's okay. It's time to introduce our guests and bring them into the conversation. Starting to my left, sir, please introduce yourself.
Yes, Wilton Johnson.
And I need your rank and file in the family.
Yes, I'm the chaplain, also one of the organizers of the Collie Family Reunion.
Now, I'm not a Collie, and you come here endorsed by the Collie Family Association. But I need to know who your Grammy is.
Yeah, but first of all, I know people might be wondering, he's a Johnson, what are you talking about, Collie? But mm-hmm. My grandparents, my mother was a Collie. My mother, father was a Collie. So Collie married Collie, the royal family.
Well, that's how I know.
And then, of course, my dad's mother was a Collie. My dad came from Chester. My grandfather came from Chester, Acklands, and sneaked into Hartle, Acklands, and stole my grandmother. And they got married and they were let in. If you might not be aware, the Hartle, Acklands is in history. It's the first gated community in the Bahamas. They had a gate at the south and a gate at the north. And you had to ring the bell to get in. And those Collie guys were there with their rifle guns letting you in. If you wasn't passed it, you didn't pass the test, you had to walk the bay or the seaside and go around Hartle and head to Snow Corner or Pinefield, as the case may be.
Okay, back to the stealing part. Because now that I get the gated community part, I got to ask. So, like, technically, he had to go in and
plead his case of why he wanted a Collie woman. Because they were, a lot of the Collie were fair-skinned mm-hmm. set of people. And so these guys wanted a little mango skin, we call it nowadays, a female. And they came in to talk to my grandmother. They met the program. Mm-hmm. They moved to the settlement having programs and stuff. And his eyes lay on my grandmother. And he came there to talk to my grandfather, my great-grandfather, right. And others to try court my grandmother. And that's how come the Johnson ended up in Hartle. And that's how come I became a Johnson. But I'm more Collie than Johnson because both grandparents on my mother's side and one on my dad's side were Collies. I just happen to be a Johnson to my father.
So you three quarters Collie and one quarter Johnson.
Yes.
Producer, I can need you to play Stealing Love by the Falcons. I'm not sure what that song means, but now I have to interrogate it further if this what it mean. Look, what fabulous history we have here. And madam?
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, CA. My name is Marva Simonette. I serve as the secretary of the Collie Family Reunion 2024. I'm a Simonette, yes, but I became, a Collie through my mother. She was a Collie. Her father, my grandfather, Herschel Collie Sr., was her dad. And my great-grandfather, Bartholomew, was her grandfather. So I can kind of trace back our line a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing the connection that we have as family. And I think I became interested in our family line in 2012. I was a member of our reunion committee for mm-hmm. the 2014 reunion, and I was able to meet family members that I didn't even know I had. And it's very important for us to have these family reunions. I work in a school, and I came to find out that two of the students that I reprimand every day, they're my cousins. So these connections need to be known because we don't know who is who. And I think it kind of bothers me to know that I have cousins who have children, and those children have children. We interact, and we don't even know we're related. You know, at a family function some years ago, I met my cousin's son, and he did not understand how we were related. And I had to explain to him, your grandmother and my mother are sisters. Mm-hmm. So once he got that connection, whenever he sees me now, I get the biggest hug and kiss. So I'm like, yay, I mm-hmm. made the connection. So it's important that we have these family reunions. This particular reunion that we're having this year, we would have started planning in February of last year. So we hit the ground running. Even we had fundraisers and we raised monies so that we can... But I hear we booked out just about every place in Acklands right now.
So you're going down to Acklands?
We are going to Acklands for our reunion. Yes, ma'am.
Producer, I know I tell you, still, I need you to find another song about jealousy deep in your heart. So you're going down to Acklands, and you will be there for the festivities that are also taking place in Acklands at the time.
Yes. And Marva, like Marva said, Marva, grandfather, and my grandfather are brothers.
Yes.
And so some of the persons will be leaving this coming Thursday.
Yeah.
On two Bahamas Air jets.
Yes.
To go down
not
there.
Not jets, sorry, the props.
They jets.
Yeah, they jets.
Yeah.
Two of them will be going on Thursday, and then the main family will be coming on Saturday. So we'll be there from Thursday to Wednesday. And it's a place called Ivel Bed and Breakfast in Mason Bay, Acklands. It's the Bahama Atlantis of Acklands.
Okay.
If you got a clip. Yeah. Talking about. Very nice, accommodating. You feel at home, away from home. Satellite TV. I mean, the places is off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to go there and have activities during those times. When they land on Saturday, we all going to come to the airport in our T-shirt, greet the rest of them, take pictures. Then we're going to go to Regatta site, where they're going to be having a regatta. Then Sunday morning, we have our church service in Hardhead, Acklands at St. Mark's Baptist Church. That's the church where all of our
grandparents
worship at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to go to open the doors. We have Dr. Philip Markey, Reverend Philip Williamson. He's up there doing the little cleaning up and all that process for the church because
it's
closed for a little while.
Yeah.
And we're going to go there and worship. So you're looking at about 65 of us who will be down there in Acklands to celebrate the Colley family reunion. And then, of course, Monday, we have a group meet and greet that Sunday evening at the Regatta Hall there at the Regatta site, where we're going to meet the rest of the family and those who live there. They come and join us. Everything free, food, galore. And then on Monday, we go across to Crooked Island. That's to see Crooked Island. We're going to take the ferry boat.
You're going to have a competition to see who could swim across the bite fastest?
No. We ain't swimming.
We're riding
some boat to go over there.
Okay.
And come back. We're going to join in with Lovely Bay. Lovely Bay is having the activities this weekend as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to show our face. And then Monday, Tuesday, we do a little tour of the island, get some history and some other stuff while we're there. And the majority of them come back on Wednesday. But we're looking to a great time, a wonderful time. Callies are coming from all the way from California, all over the United States. Some of them coming in tomorrow, some of them coming in on Thursday, Friday, and they're going to take the charter plane to go to Acklands, and we're going to have a great and wonderful time. Can't wait. Be praying for that little weather up there, that shift somewhere, so we can continue to enjoy this festivity in Acklands.
Well, listen, I went camping on Independence Eve and Day at Clifton Heritage. They have a nice campsite. It was no mosquito and sandfly. And let me ask y'all, be renting mosquito and sandfly from Nassau for your Acklands guests?
No, but what happened recently, the people, the persons who are in charge of the operation in Acklands, they've been, spraying a lot. They're putting the stuff in the little ponds and other stuff where the mosquito infested.
Right.
So they killed them. And so the last 3 years I was in Acklands, not a bite. Now, when we went...
Okay, first of all, I'd be scared to bite you. Yeah. Mosquito, sandfly, even wasps might be scared to bite you.
So if you go to the regatta side, you might get a little sandfly, but no mosquitoes. The wind blowing, it's good. And so they're keeping that mosquito thing down to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really good.
I just say they're the most well-behaved. Bahamas have the most well-behaved mosquitoes. Mystery of tourism. Put out ad.
The Colleys tend to be one of the largest families in the Bahamas, right? Where do you meet? Where can they get information? Especially those who aren't aware of the
Colley
Association. They're not aware that you're having a reunion, but they now want to be connected. They now say, oh my God, things happening. I want to be registered. I want to know that everyone know that I'm a Colley and I'm here. Where can they go? What numbers can they call? Where can they associate with you?
Well, right now, we have a Facebook page called the House of Colley, which was created by one of our cousins. And the objective to that particular medium was to bring Colleys together from all across the world. Because as Wilton would have stated, we have cousins in the United States, cousins in Panama, cousins all over the place. So they can connect through the House of Colley. Now, this particular reunion, it may sound a bit selfish, but we reached out to the descendants of Bartholomew. So the majority of us that are going on this particular to Acklands for this particular reunion, we are either grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren of Bartholomew. But if they would like to reach out to us, my number, 454-6014. 454-6014.
My number, 477-2036. 477-2036.
So they can reach out to either Wilton and myself. We have a Bartholomew WhatsApp chat, and we connect people from, again, across the United States, across the Bahamas. And as you said, our family is huge. I get overwhelmed sometimes, and I'm like, you know what? Let me just sit back and breathe, because this is another cousin, you know? But I don't know. I just feel good to know that we're out there and that we're doing something, because we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have nurses, you name it, the Cawley family has it. So we pretty much are self-sufficient. So I can understand why we had a gated community in Acklands, because everything that we needed was right there. It was right there. So, Callies, if you're out there, we're calling you. 454-6014. Pick up the phone. Answer.
477-2036.
And so you have a Facebook group called the House of Cawley.
House of Cawley.
And you get what information about the Callies in that Facebook group?
You can get information. We usually post, well, for the last year, a year and a half, as we were planning, we would post information as to where we were and how far along we were in the various stages of planning. We also have it's just a means of connecting. And from there, you know, we get together and we decide, hey, we're going to do this. You know, so when we decided to do this particular reunion, which we've been doing now from what I understand from in the 80s, when my grandfather was still alive, they would have gotten together and they would have organized the first Cawley family reunion. And many of them I was unable to attend because I was living in the United States. So it was kind of hard for us to maneuver. You know, my parents had a big family and wasn't easy to just pick up with a house of eight and just travel the seas. But there were other connections that were made, and it's trickling down the line now. So now we're picking up the mantle and we're carrying the torch, and hopefully it will continue to burn bright and people will just catch the fire, you know, because we're out there.
I know you spoke initially on why it's important to meet, but why is it important to keep the Cawley family together? So, like, I see you have the Johnsons now, you have Simonettes, right? And people say, but you don't even really Cawley no more. But for some reason, you seem that is needed that you all come back together.
Listen, people spending billions of dollars trying to trace the lineage of Jesus from 2,000 plus years ago, right? This thing, you always are who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, you see, race changes over time, geography and culture, our understanding of it, how we apply it. But genealogy, ancestry, is immutable.
Right.
It never changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how many family lines you mix with, the remnants, the evidence, the proof of your belonging to this legacy, to this family line, remains.
Yes.
And can be traced, and can be traced back hundreds and hundreds of years. So it don't matter that I is a Green, I is also a Hannah Hasty Tynes.
Yes.
I find out I is Hannah and Hasty.
Yeah, you double Hannah.
Right, right?
You said the importance of keeping the union alive. That's, for instance, last year, I went to one of my cousin's funeral in Fort Lauderdale. And a lot of folks over there, when I told them I was coming over to my cousin, they said, who's your cousin? I said, Carlton Cawley. He said, Carlton, who owned the tire place on 7th Avenue? I said, yeah. He said, you know, I've been going there for many years to know that's my family. They were actually second cousins. Their father and our grandfather were brothers, and they didn't even know that. But when I told them that, they ended up coming to the funeral as well, and they like meeting the rest of the family. They say, man, it take a debt to realize that we related, you know. So this is one of the things of keeping it alive. And even for, like Marva said, for our children, you know, my kids went to Queen's College, and I remember one time we were watching a basketball game. My son played basketball for them. And this lady say, see, you used to call it? I guess they look at my ball head and say, you used to call it? I say, well, I'm a Johnson from Cawley, yes. And they start naming some people. I say, yeah, they're my family. They say, what? Come to find out, their son was on the basketball team with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't know they were related as well. So when they found out they were connected, man, they became buddies.
Mm-hmm.
So just to show you that we need to keep it alive, if only for the next generation. And so this is very important for us. And going down to the motherland, oh, man, I go every year. We have a house over there, my dad, and we're trying to do some stuff out on and do some other stuff. But a lot of our colleagues' connection, like Marva, she's never been. This is the first time going. Nice. And you have a lot of the wolves from America. This is their first time. And so we try to show them where their parents and grandparents' birthplace was and to see if they could take interest because they own so many properties. I told them acres and acres. Once you could prove to the town council people there in Auckland that you related to such and such, like she said, the lineage tree, you can go and acquire a land free of charge, just pay the taxes, and you can start billing. That's the encouragement that we're trying to do to get people back home.
Nice.
Did you say generational property and access to it requires you to prove your connection to the family?
Yes.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's why you need. That's why every household needs to have a family tree.
Right.
And a family tree for each, the maternal side and the paternal side.
So once I can prove that I kind of like a collie, I could go to Cardell and claim something?
Yeah, once you can prove
that... You know you can't take that back, right? You just see it on the radio.
And I said, once you can prove that, and guess what? You have somebody who's 10 years older than you, can verify that, you're good to go.
Good. I like Hard Hill.
That's the problem. And look here, I'm talking about a beautiful site.
Yeah.
It's called Hard Hill. The people who live in Hard Hill, they work hard, and it's a hill. And they used to go on and let the fresh breeze blow in their face, get all that stress off after they come from the field, fishing and all that. A lot of them went in contracts. My dad went in the contract. A lot of my grandparents, they went in contracts. That's a lot of them end up in the States now.
You mentioned Panama also. I didn't know y'all had colleagues in Panama.
They worked their way right to Panama. I tell you, all through the United States, New York, California, Seattle.
See, it's something with our cousins because Hastie's all over the States. They're all up on the East Coast.
And they are holding great position where they at in those parts of the States as well, and plus here in the Bahamas. And again, like I said, not bragging, but I thank God for the fact that our parents and grandparents, they work hard. I remember going up there as a little boy. My mother sent me on the boat at age 7 to my grandparents. Both grandparents were alive at the time. Lilla Collie and Augusta Johnson, Abigusta Collie Johnson. And so I would share all of my summertime between the two of them. It's something that would row me. No, he's supposed to come to meet us. He's supposed to come to speak with me. But I used to go in the field with them all the time. And I watched them tote wood on their head. I watched them go to the well and draw water. And then after a while, as I got bigger, because every summer I would go, and they would show me where to do. And so when I go, I know what to do. So here it is, early in the morning, 4 o'clock, 4:30, I'm being waked up and going in the field. And we take a break. My grandmother had this thing what they call gruel, but it's called more like oatmeal cereal type thing from the corn that they grind. And we'll eat some of that. And when we're done, we go back at working in the field. And then we come bring the wood. The wood is to cook the food. We had fire. We had no stove. And so I watched them work hard. And they will bake their bread and flour cake and send it on the boat to my parents and my other uncles and aunties. And I say, they work hard just to get this done. And so the working hard, ethics come from them. Yes. And it flows to their children, their grandchildren. And most of them, you can't hardly find a lazy. You find a lazy collie? I must say on the other side of the family, causing to be lazy. Even from the collie side. Because that collie blood flowing through your vein, you're a hard worker. You're going to work.
You speak about legacy. Is there any family historian, someone who keeps the record to say, well, this is our stories, right? Stories of my grandmother, stories of my great-grandmother. This is a picture of my great-grandmother or great-grandfather, just so there'll be a repository so new generations can celebrate. Does that exist?
And someone people could come to and say, hey, I found this information. Can you verify whether it's true or not?
Yes, we have our president, Ida Collie, and I want to give kudos to her. She has been really the wind beneath our wings, pushing us, because when we wanted to quit, she right there. She has a ball of energy. Man, look, if you made our president, Ida Collie, she is something else. She pushes us to where we are, and when you want quit, she right behind us said, no, we got to do this. And so she has a history tree. My brother Wayne had a history tree. I took him to Auckland a few years ago, and he been there once since. He's going with us this time again, come Thursday, God's willing. And so we have that tree, and we could say who's who and who comes from that tree. And when we go to our family reunion in Auckland, again, at the meet and greet, we'll talk about that again, the history tree. And matter of fact, we're trying to get something on the wall so they will see the lineage, where they came from. And so it can be something that embedded in the younger generation. So God forbid, when we would have passed on, the younger generation will carry the mantle and carry the baton to another level and, you know, keep on passing it. But like I said, it's a joy and a privilege. We thank God for the opportunity that we can be a part, just to come together. And I mean, so many. I tell you, the people who are doing the regatta, they are mad with us. Because what we did, we jump-slicked on them. We went ahead from early this year, late last year, and booked Ivel. And that's the place they usually book for their regatta. So they have to go elsewhere than other lodges to launch and stuff like that. So they are mad with us. And in a way, they're glad too. Because the land is going to be loaded with all sorts of people.
We're looking for things to do.
Mostly callies.
Yes.
So I know a boy. He may be our cousin. His name is Sebastian Bastian. I call his name because he in the mobile home business, right?
Right.
See, it sound like we're going to have to start renting RVs and mobile accommodations so that we could balance the increase of traffic coming into Acklands and pace out the, so the islanders can continue to develop. They don't have to shut down or small up the activity because we don't have enough rooms.
Right.
We say, look, we're going to accommodate these people so that we can continue this journey of building more rooms. And if the weather is great, adding a camping or an RV style element is going to be excellent.
That's
and
a good idea.
If anybody attended the Agribusiness Expo this year, they had a, what we call a porta potty. This was a glamour potty. It had air conditioning. Oh. You could imagine a mobile bathroom station with three stalls, right?
Air conditioning.
Three sinks. Air conditioned, cousin.
No, we'll live with them, man.
That's what I'm telling you. The only thing, if I could have bring my food in there I'd have, and a chair, I'd have been straight. Anyway, the point is that it's important for audience members to know that don't let the size like of development in the Family Islands and Acklands in particular fool you. Mm-hmm. Like my cousin Johnson said, Ivels. It's like the Bahama and Atlantis of Acklands.
Yes.
Right? They think big. They live big. You got to go down there and see it for yourself.
Yes,
absolutely. We got to go to a break. You guys, we are sitting with the Collie Family Association. Executives are here joining us today to promote the Collie Family Reunion. During the break, don't change the channel, but go to Facebook and look up House of Collie.
House of Collie.
See if you see any faces or names that are familiar. Yes. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Planning a trip to the beautiful Bahamas? Look no further than Hertz Car Rental. With convenient locations in Nassau and Freeport, Grand Bahama, we are here to get you there. Whether you're exploring the vibrant streets and sights of Nassau or soaking up the sun in Freeport, Hertz has the perfect ride for your adventure. Book at our Freeport location at 352-3297 or Nassau location at 377-8684 or visit our website at HertzBahamas.com. All major credit cards accepted. Hertz Car Rental. Your journey starts with us.
Hey Bahamas, ready for some eye-openers? Check out two brand new books by our legendary three-time PM, Hubert Ingraham. Get the tea on his amazing leadership and courage to buck the system. These books are for you, the game changers, movers and shakers, and anyone passionate about our nation's roots and future. Available now at Dungalik Studios, Logos Bookstore, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and Chapter One Bookstore. Score your copies today. Celebrate our amazing legacy.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This song goes great. This song is mine. Kisses from the balcony. Stole the kisses at the window. I've gotta climb two stories to see my lady. Just a touch of her lips and it's all worth the while. Say stole.
I really wanted to wait for the hook to come in, but we don't have enough time for that. Cousin Johnson, Cousin Simonette, I willing to come to Acklands on the Monday, right? Because our reunion end like technically on the Monday. But I ain't coming unless you could promise me that somebody gonna try steal me from Pompey Bay. I ain't coming unless y'all could promise me that experience. Yeah, I don't want somebody try.
We can work that. We can work that. We have enough place there. It'll allow you to lay your head. But those who are planning on coming to Acklands, I just got a call up to 2 days ago. Wilton, is there any more space on the plane? Now, there's a plane that this guy, Brian Hanna, is chartering. It's, a 10-seat or whatever. We give them the number for him. But the three flights of Bahamas, they are already booked out. So I know the boat, the new G, supposed to be leaving tonight far as... Came down the sailboats for the
retirement. Where it leaving from?
It leaving from Portiskey Dock.
Okay, it have a crow's nest because I could ride the whole ride in the crow's nest. So I don't need a seat.
Person who wanted to go and there's no more place space on the plane, you can maybe go take that day and a half ride on the boat, enjoy the boat ride, enjoy the scenery going down to the Eastern Islands. So you have a chance to go tonight along with the boat. And a lot of the...
Any cars going on the boat?
Yeah, cars going
on the boat. Man, I could sleep in somebody's car on the boat, and I could sleep in somebody's car on the island.
Cars and, of course, the boats and a lot of the persons who are organizers of the regatta, they'll be going down the boat, too, because, again, the plane is loaded. There was a lady who, Shamika, she booked one of the flights. And then my other cousin, she booked the flight, too. And so the flights are going down loaded because, again, remember... Lovely Bay is having their to do as well.
That's the Lovely Bay Regatta?
No, Lovely Bay, they have their homecoming as well.
Okay.
So it all intertwines with the regatta. So between the regatta side and Lovely Bay is where most of the action will be taking place. But again, our colleague family union will be intertwining with them. But we have our own schedule as well.
Yeah.
And so wherever our schedule has a space in between, we'll be joining them and supporting them.
This is a whole business model.
Yes.
First of all, this is a whole business model because it looks like we need to be scheduling family reunions to tie in with homecomings and with regattas. It will boost sales for people on the island.
I can tell you what, people in Acklands look forward to this time of the year. This is where they make their most money.
Right.
All right. And what I love about that, I sure when I go there, I eat my seafood. I ain't wearing no chicken and no pork chopping thing. I get my conch and my lobster and my grouper.
You getting them yourself? You just walk out and pick them up yourself?
No, I'm talking about what I could get to eat when I go to the various sites in the park.
Okay, because I also...
Yeah, I buy no
if
chicken.
If I could walk out into the harbor and pick me up a conch or a lobster, I come in.
Now, I usually get a little cooler so they can send it on the boat with my fish because it'd be loaded with my seafood.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could do that as well.
All right, now listen, I see that the Olympics are not going... ZNS not going to the Olympics, they say, due to high cost. I was almost upset, then I realized that's because they come in, they got to be going to Acklands.
Yes,
they come ZNS, you got to be going to Acklands. The regatta, the Lovely Bay homecoming, and the Collie reunion. One time, dear reporters, if you need something to sell it to our cousin Clint Watson, right? just tell him, you could imagine the stories coming out of there. Like the story we heard, Mr. Newry, of the people, how people is go missing in Acklands, mm-hmm. right? But now I hear the story from my cousin Johnson. Somebody steal them out of the bush. That's
yes,
all.
Yes.
Somebody thief them, because I looking for a good... I mean, I know people who are looking for a good man right now. I'm ready to thief one if I have to. So there's that ness. We understand. Oh, wait. I was supposed to say, perhaps if we cancel all the TikTok and Instagram accounts, we could afford to send you all to the Olympics. Practice that for the next.
They have a lot of TikTok accounts, by the way.
I tell you.
But I see the Qualies have reunion shirts. Who designed your reunion shirts? And what all like paraphernalia and stuff people can anticipate getting when they reach to the Qualie reunion?
I can get a mosquito net in my bag.
And also, is it too late for those who are not attending to, like, I want a Qualie shirt?
Purchase
that.
Right, could I just purchase a reunion bag even though I can't make it to the reunion?
Well, the paraphernalia that we have our T-shirts, of course. Those were designed by our very own chairperson. She came up with the design, but of course she presented it to the committee, and we all agreed on it. She got those printed a few months ago. Those have been selling like hotcakes.
Yes.
We also have the cooler bags. So when we go from Acklands to Cricket Island, we can put our little snacks, our little drinks, or what have you in there. And we also have a Qualie family water bottle that has the very same logo that's on the shirt. We have it on the bag as well as the bottle. Now, I think there are a few shirts that are left. I made sure to get shirts for my siblings who live in the United States. So mm-hmm. they're covered even though they're not attending. So they have something to hold on to. Now, I would have to reach out to our chairperson to see if there are any shirts left. And if they are $20 a piece. And they are very nice shirts. Very nice shirts.
So those people who could join the House of Qualie and they could reach out and say, hey, I need one shirt, and they can communicate.
If we still have stock, they can get a shirt.
Yeah,
yes.
We do. Because 2 days ago, I bought some for my cousins who are coming from the States who wouldn't reach. They're coming in tomorrow, but I got it ahead of time. And I had a few left.
Yes.
So
if you run out, you could always get a my shirt. Because I know you got my shirt. All right, so dates?
Yeah, the dates are from it starts from the 3rd.
Right, the Saturday.
To the 7th.
The first wave.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the majority of a lot of us, because we couldn't get on the regular flight on Saturday, we choose to go on the charter flight that leaves on Thursday.
Right. Okay.
We have plane leave on Thursday. Three plane leave on Thursday, two Bahamas there and one charter, 9th, 10th seat. And then, of course, we have on Friday, another plane leave on Friday as well. And a lot of them coming back on Tuesday and Wednesday. And that's to put a plug in for the church service that we're having on Sunday. And we are asking those persons in Acklands to come and join us.
Yes.
There's to be a part of it because, like I said, we're going to be about 65 of us in total who are coming down to Acklands mm-hmm. to join the church service. But what we are doing, CJ and...
CA. Aaron.
And Aaron. Sorry.
You see how
far... That's because she's a distant cousin.
If
it was Chuchu calling me to know your name.
I want to call you by your last name.
Green,
right. As green as that. We want to highlight that service because a lot of the songs that we'll be singing will be from back in the 1900.
Oh, nice.
And where our parents and grandparents used to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go on way in them... what am I hymn book name again?
Hymnal. Church hymnal.
The church hymnal.
Harmony Heaven.
Yes. We're going way back in them mm-hmm. and pull out songs.
Praise and worship type songs.
Yes.
That they used to sing
back. Marching songs.
You know, that give you them little trills to your mm-hmm. to your vein and to your body. And so we'll be singing at them because we're so used to them humming and singing them when we were small. And, you know, we want to bring back that memory. I know it's going to be a lot of tears in that service because we are doing it their style
mm-hmm.
of how the way they used to worship. Back then, and like I said, we're looking to have a great time. And of course, like I said, we are going to wear our shirts, talking about our shirts when we go to Crooked Island as well on that Monday. So we can look uniform and everything. And we rent like about six vans over there. So, man, we're lucky. We have Acklands unlocked, man.
Listen, if you're down there and a beautiful, light-skinned, blue-gray-eyed, smart, assertive, forceful, resilient woman look you all in your face and say, as Adriana wife, I need you all to vote for the PLP because the queen sent me. Just give some juice. Give some juice and keep walking. Keep walking. It's my cousin. Don't mind her. Okay. She's doing her thing. Yes, this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful time for the Cawley family. Contact numbers. You can contact Mr. Wilton Johnson at 477-2036. Ms. Marva Simonette at 454-6014. You can go to the House of Cawley on Facebook for more details, more ways to connect with the organizers to find out if you have enough time. Mr. Newry, remember when those young men sang the song, How to Go Delilah?
Mm-hmm.
And he tell the girl, you in Miami, I may have to ride a jet ski to get to you. If you got to get on a jet ski to go down to Auckland,
I may have to swim.
Just trail the boat. That's what I'm going to tell you. Just trail the boat.
Yeah.
Don't go far. Don't go. Don't let no mermaid start singing to you.
Get distracted.
Get distracted. Ladies, they got mer kings too. Don't let no merman cause you to slip off that jet ski. You just keep your eye on that boat and keep heading south. Because we going to Auckland.
Right. So before you go, as part of the reunion celebrations, you plan to go to Hard Hill and see the old houses? I know there's old Cawley houses there still.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Yes. That's a part of it because I think we're going to do our tour on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
When we do our tour, we're going to stop there and go through the ruins. And some of the houses still have the frame up and the roof is off because of previous hurricane. But some of them are still sturdy because of descendants going over the years and building and rebuilding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, keeping it alive.
And the techniques, right? And the building techniques that the old people, that our ancestors would have used. Auckland stone, Andrus rock, and the pine, right? These homes, of course, they've been upkept, but they don't require as much upkeep as contemporary homes because of those building styles.
Yes.
It's a lady in Auckland called Anita Cawley. She is one of the pioneers. That's the one who really run the...
You know Cousin Anita?
Oh, yeah, I know Cousin
Anita. She was on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, we jealous because she's supposed to come to our reunion, she could be Cascarilla in the
Y'all.
Well, she has her own to do with the Cascarilla.
She has a product called Barilla, our very own Bahamian Campari, and other Cascarilla-based products.
Right.
Soap.
And she'll have them at the Regatta site.
Nice.
And so you could buy them. And she also has a tour that you can go on.
Mm-hmm.
And the tour represent a lot of the old stove, old fridge, old pieces that are
like the kerosene
oil and
appliances.
And so what I did 3 years ago when I went up there, I went to my grandmother's house. I said, look, these only sitting up here catching dust. And so I carry all of them to her. And now she has them for part of a tour.
Oh, nice.
So you can go take a tour through her little garden areas and she will show you the different types of, you know, what our parents and foreparents used back in the day. All the old iron, the goose, you're talking about the goose, you know, the iron where you put the coal in, the iron, the clothes, everything that you can think about in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, she have them there. Mm-hmm. And so whenever you go to Auckland, please visit Anita's tour guide and she will show you from whence we came.
Nice.
And it'll be good for those persons who have never been to Auckland, who know about heard about their grandparents talking about these things, they can see it firsthand. So they were not thrown away, they were given to her. And I encourage persons who are in Auckland who have those things, they carry down there because she's preserving them. So when the tourists come down there, they do a little tour and they get a better history of Auckland and what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to me, I tell you, she has it together. And so we thank God for her keeping Auckland alive.
But before we go, I just got one more important question. Y'all doing any night tours? I want y'all.
What are we doing? Crabbing.
Because there's Jumbe in Auckland where people, where there's kidnapped black people. They're saying Jumbe's still in Auckland.
No.
Yeah. I just know.
With a chick Chinese and a Andrus man.
I don't want no Jumbe. Y'all don't send no Jumbe to steal me, you know.
No.
Send me a good Auckland man or woman. I just said, don't make it be no Jumbe.
And guess how we go crabbing? I don't know if you should know, they put an old piece of cloth bottle. And then the regular soda bottle.
Torch.
Yeah, and to make a torch, you put the kerosene in it, and you let the cloth touch a little bit of kerosene, and that lasts all night.
The glass bottle people. Some of these young people...
don't use plastic.
Right,
don't use no plastic.
Last time I had a glass Coca-Cola bottle in the Bahamas was when Corinne Mitchell, when we used to have our Sunday dinners and Christmas dinners and Easter dinners at Corinne Mitchell House opposite police headquarters on East Street. And you couldn't have your own. You had to share a bottle. And then the next time I had a bottled soda was in Suriname on the river, right, going into the rainforest, going into the bush. What a time y'all are going to have down there.
I'm envious of them. Envious of the
community. And only because our reunion, the Hannah Hasty Times Family Association reunion, is taking place in New Providence this year. That's why we jealous. We want y'all to have a good time. But we wish we could all be together in two places at the same
time. That'd be awesome.
Hold on, plug in, because I have another cousin, sir. I don't know if he related to you, but he must be related to me. His name is the Honorable Philip Brave Davis.
That's Cat Island people, man.
Just don't mind that, but he's my cousin. He's my cousin, and he have a teleport machine.
She sound like Rodney Bunch.
He have a teleport machine and a hologram machine.
Yeah.
And I can borrow them to see if I could be in two places at the same time. Now, I got a text that it says, good morning, Mr. Newry. Most of the southern Bahama Islands had gates between the settlement plantations. Their old gate post still remains on some islands. The road follow old trail track road. See, this is the beauty of that story, that moment. We think gated community is new thing. We think only foreigners, right? But we know about gate. I even put one gate around my dilly tree right now, but Raccoon don't care about gates. Another quick text before we go. Aaron, for some reason, you didn't think you were family of the Moss. Now, that ain't what it is. I little infamous. Sometimes when I claim, when I tell people I say family, they look at me and say, So I just be a little easy with it. But once you call me cousin, I can call you cousin. Exactly. It don't matter. He said to remind me, said his father, Amos, was born in Chester, Acklands. I told them to go look up their family, and they did. And the Moss is, they bump into the Moss in Lovely Bay, Acklands, and Chester, Acklands. And I got to just put in another little plug for the Hannah Hasty Times reunion as we close out the show. Did y'all know that Carl Hasty Jr., Speaker of the House in New York, is a Hasty? He's a member of our family too, which means he's y'all cousin by extension also. So for those who are also preparing to go to the Hannah Hasty Times reunion, the numbers to call for more details, 424-7228-4557-242 and hhtreunion1782@gmail.com. That's hhtreunion1782@gmail.com. And I had to read that little part off because we've been in the Bahamas from 1782. Mm-hmm. How long have the Collies been in the Bahamas?
From that time, too.
I think from around that same time,
11, yes, I believe.
But they say, they say that's the
Scotland. They from Scotland, and they from a part of all over England.
Come,
and stuff.
Come to the reunion,
and find out all of that.
Yes,
I know Alexander Colley from the United States when they had the for the war in the United States,
the Revolutionary,
the Loyalists. They came down and settled in Acklands at the same time too.
I just want to put in one plug.
Yes, sir.
In Acklands, the whole of Acklands. My grandfather, because he was living in the States for a short time, bought the first car in Acklands.
Nice.
They had to put it on a floating plywood and ride it up the sand. They tell me how they did it. And they put it looked like a Batmobile.
What
Batman and Robin used to ride with them shiny, sticky lights.
And that's why people think his path is over there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they say it came down there in 1965.
And you need to put on a tour.
Yeah.
So the first car.
Because Una Hasty, my paternal grandmother, she is supposed to be like one of the first women to own a car in the Bahamas. That's why my head hard, man. We used to first.
From hard hilly. From hard hilly people.
You have that hasty blood. That's that hasty blood of hard head people, man. That's
Pompey Bay and Fortune Bay, Longkey. Pompey Bay and Fortune Bay, Longkey.
Yes.
My people. Yeah. So we're all out of time. House of Collie, Collie Family Reunion, 3rd through the 7th. Hannah Hasty Times Family Reunion, 1st through the 5th. It's a family affair, but unfortunately, we got to get out of here because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next, and I got to ask these guests if they know about Karokin and Kabotlin.
Karokin and Kabotlin.
We got another exciting set of guests coming into studio in a moment. on the other side of the break. So you know what you got to do. Stay tuned to 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio. In fact, stay tuned every day so you could find out who your cousin is.
We want to thank you for hosting us as well.
Absolutely. I hope the jog and pay me back the favor. And when you see me roll up on the beach in my jet ski.
Yes, there goes Aaron Green.
You know, I come
bring
to
back some Acklin's cake.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, you guys. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Thank you. Feeling love, feeling love, feeling love, feeling love.